Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The White House wants billions to fight coronavirus here, as the United Nations warns.
It's still possible to be contained, but if some do not do everything that is needed, this can still become out of control.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, foremost expert on this, is on our news line. We'll ask him what's being done, including here in New York City.
Renowned rapist, suddenly sidetracked.
Convicted felon Harvey Weinstein at Bellevue Hospital after suffering chest pain on his way to Rikers. I'm Marla Diamond on Manhattan's East Side.
Bergen County doctor disgraced.
He called himself the Candyman. A suburban doctor admits pushing potent pain pills. I'm Sean Adams in Oakland.
Debate night in Dixie.
We can expect this to be another fiery debate.
The world is watching South Carolina.
Hey, Yankee fans.
Gerrit Cole's impressive Yankee spring debut. And James Harden attends Kobe's memorial in L.A. before dominating the Knicks in Houston. This is Brad Heller.
Today marks another year older for the crumbling Hudson Train Tunnel, one of our news milestones for this 25th day of February.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Hey, less than a month till spring arrives. That's a good thought for the morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
Good morning. I'm Paul Murdane. And we begin with a $2.5 billion the White House is requesting to contain coronavirus, a sign of just how serious this health emergency is becoming as it spreads from country to country.
A group of Lindenhurst High School students from Long Island just got back from Italy on Sunday, got sick on the plane ride back. The Suffolk County Health Department is monitoring them. Does not know if it's flu, coronavirus, or something else.
And now airport workers at Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia are demanding better protection from coronavirus.
Let's go to the very best source on all things virus, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, thank you. Good morning. You have the word infectious in your title, so who better to ask if this is an epidemic, a pandemic, and what's the difference?
Well, an epidemic is when you have an outbreak of a disease that is in a particular area. For example, right now, clearly there is a very serious epidemic of coronavirus in China. The core definition of a pandemic is when you have an outbreak of an infectious disease in which you have consistent person-to-person sustained transmission of the pathogen, in this case a virus, in multiple regions of the world, different countries, different hemispheres. So that's the difference in general.
So it sounds like it meets that criteria then, if it's in a couple of continents.
Well, it is, but it's not yet sustained. And I think we're on the brink of people being able to call it a pandemic. When you say sustained, you mean multiple generations of transmission. Clearly, that is happening in China.
What is being done to check New York City to see if the virus may already be here?
Well, what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is doing is they're doing some sentinel testing in which when people come in with symptoms that resemble influenza, but they test negative for influenza, then they will get a test for the coronavirus.
to determine if we're missing some cases that are essentially coming in under the radar screen.
You see people on the streets already of New York City in the subways wearing face masks. Do they work?
Well, you know, there is no transmission of coronavirus in New York City, to our knowledge. I'm fairly certain there isn't. Most of the time, people who are infected, that's the best use of a face mask. Right now, walking around with a face mask in New York City, I'm not sure what the advantage of that is.
Dr. Fauci, before you run, a lot of people are concerned about coronavirus naturally. Should we be more concerned about the flu? Do we have enough data to know what the mortality comparison is?
Clearly with the flu, the mortality is about 0.1%. The mortality for coronavirus is about 2%. That could change depending upon how you count the total number of cases. The concern about coronavirus, it's still the unknown. It is low risk now for the American public, but this could change. And I think we don't want to sugarcoat it. This could change. And it could be that coronavirus will evolve into a true pandemic. And if it does, then we'll have a serious problem throughout the world, including in the United States.
Well, we take your words very seriously. You've been at this for a very long time, decades, and you're also someone who's very good at explaining things so we can understand them, and that's not always easy. So thank you, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Good to be with you.
Stock futures basically flat this morning. Joe Conaway's here with the morning's big money story, Joe.
Well, the big story was that the Dow dropped 1,000 points yesterday because of the economic effects of all these actions being taken to contain the coronavirus. Here's what kind of day it was yesterday. Only 3 of the 140 stocks in the WCBS Bloomberg Tri-State Business Index were up. 137 were down yesterday. Now, there may be a temptation to buy on the dips. We will see. Today, Gilead Sciences and Moderna Biotech are just two companies saying they're testing treatments or could have a vaccine this spring.
This spring? Well, that'd be great news. Thank you, Joe. Let's go down to Bellevue Hospital, where Harvey Weinstein is waking up this morning, notably not at Rikers. Marla Diamond is with us. Marla, what's the story there?
Well, the once most powerful man in Hollywood, Wayne, now a convicted felon, Harvey Weinstein, was brought from the courthouse by ambulance to the Rikers Ward for Prisoners at Bellevue after complaining of heart palpitations and chest pain following his guilty verdict. He was led out of court in handcuffs. Afterward, Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Idala, said they will appeal.
This was not an overwhelming case evidence-wise, and everyone says, well, you know, what was Harvey's reaction? He was in shock. He handled it very stoically, but all he kept saying is, I'm innocent.
Weinstein was acquitted of the most serious charges of predatory sexual assault, but the verdict was hailed by some of the women who came forward to tell their stories, including actress Rose McGowan.
Today is not a referendum on Me Too. This is taking out the trash.
Wayne and Paul?
What's next after Bellevue for this, Marla?
Weinstein's attorneys say they will begin their appeal today, first to get him out of jail and then to have the guilty verdicts tossed out. The judge has set a sentencing date of March 11th. Weinstein faces up to 25 years in jail, meaning he could be 92 by the time he gets out.
Let's get the forecast in the morning news roundup. Our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen, is here with his umbrella at the ready.
Yeah, definitely have it ready for today. There will be a few sprinkles around the first half of the day. There will be a period of steadier rain for this afternoon and this evening. Not terribly heavy for today or tonight, but just that damp, dreary feel to it. Staying close to 50 this afternoon, 40 to 45 tonight. And tomorrow, basically the same. A few showers around, some drizzle, some fog, high near 50. When it really picks up is actually Wednesday evening and the first half of Wednesday night, with a period of heavier rain and gusty winds. Then Thursday clearing to becoming mostly sunny, a blustery day, and a high 45 to 50 before turning cooler. Right now in the city, it's overcast. It's 48, humidity 73%, and a southwest wind at 6.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, a Bergen County doctor has admitted to his role in fueling the opioid epidemic, peddling pills for personal profit. Sean Adams is here about the Oakland doctor who called himself Candyman and the El Chapo of opioids. At least he had a flair for the language, Sean. What did he do and how did he get caught?
Well, we're talking about things like oxycodone, Percocet, Tylenol with codeine, benzodiazepines, potent opioid pain pills, and tranquilizers. Just a text away. Tap out your order, request the strength and dosage, and a suburban New Jersey doctor would write a prescription. The U.S. attorney in New Jersey says Dr. Robert De La Gente called himself, as you said, the candy man, the El Chapo of opioids. He admitted in federal court he distributed opioids without a legitimate medical reason and then falsified records to cover his tracks. De La Gente, 45, from Oakland, once joked that a patient would have to wait another day for his oral heroin. The feds say he ignored the risks of overdose and neglected to monitor patients for addiction. Live in Oakland, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 80.
Report from Bergen County on the WCBS Morning News Roundup. And Yankee fans have a big reason to smile this morning.
That's for sure. Brad Heller's here now with the spring debut for Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, Wayne, Paul, it was only one inning, but very impressive from Gerrit Cole. Aaron Boone watched Cole hit 98 on the radar gun, two strikeouts, a walk, and a pop-up against the Pirates in Tampa.
Good work for him. The stuff was obviously really good and sharp, which we kind of expected, knowing he was going to go a little bit shorter. So, another good step for him.
Yeah, Cole says he likes to throw an inning for his first few starts to build up his arm strength.
And some stellar performances on the night of Kobe's memorial.
Yeah, Wizards guard Bradley Beal became the first player since Kobe to score 50 points on back-to-back nights. He had a career-high 55 in an overtime loss to Milwaukee.
His legacy will live on forever. You know, and I think one thing that I've learned to respect and learning about, you know, the death of Kobe is, you know, it's not about how many points I score. It's not about how many All-Star games I make. It's not about how many All-NBA teams I make. Because at the end of the day, when I'm gone from here, you guys aren't going to remember that, nor are you going to care. And I feel like that's how we feel with Kobe.
And also, James Harden attended the memorial. Then he got back to Houston about an hour before tip-off, scored 37 points, 31 in the first half as the Rockets beat the Knicks. The Nets lost to the Magic at home. Rangers rookie goalie Igor Shesterkin broke his rib in a car accident in Brooklyn. He's going to miss at least 2 weeks, including tonight's showdown with the Islanders at the Coliseum. Yesterday, the Rangers elected to keep Chris Kreider at the trade deadline, signed him to a big contract, while the Islanders added some scoring center J.G. Pageau from the Senators.
You know, there is a Zamboni guy maybe the Rangers could use to take care of their injuries.
Yeah. Right, while they're waiting for Shesterkin to come back, there is a goalie out there who's getting a lot of attention.
You want to make hockey fun, you do that every night, put the guy from the Zamboni in the
exactly.
net.
Exactly.
Morning, three things to know. On this Tuesday, the stock market lost an entire year gain in one day yesterday. All about coronavirus uncertainty, but based on the futures right now, a rebound could happen. Things are flat. Market futures have been vacillating.
Number two, a change in tune for Placido Domingo. The world's most famous tenor now says he takes full responsibility for sexually harassing women. It has grown from the experience, and he says he's truly sorry for the hurt that he has caused.
Third thing to know, all signs point to a fiery debate tonight in Dixie. I'm going to plan on staying up with all six candidates from the last Democrat debate there, along with one more, Tom Steyer, who's polling very respectably. Who? Yes, Tom Steyer, doing very well in South Carolina, which holds a primary Saturday. We'll be talking with Major Garrett, who was on the debate panel tonight. That'll be at 7:15 this morning, and you can hear the debate live on WCBS at 8 tonight.
Now for our news archives. Let's delve into 88 Seconds and Sounds right now for this date, the 25th of February.
You may be one of the 200,000 people who every day take the first and, as it turned out, only direct regional rail access to New York City from the south. And that dark, crumbling tunnel you're in opened on this date in 1908 and is maxed out. One thing goes wrong and you know it's commuter chaos. Plans for a second tunnel got scuttled by Governor Chris Christie in 2010 and was promised again by Governor Cuomo in 2015.
It's going to happen.
It's good news, right?
It's not good news. It's great news.
But 200,000 daily riders are still waiting and hoping nothing goes wrong. On this date in 2000, verdict for the New York cops in the Amadou Diallo trial, which was moved to Albany because of pretrial publicity in New York. Unarmed black man shot 41 times, reaching for his wallet. The jury found four white New York City police officers not guilty of all charges. This date brings farewells. 1995, closing night of the Frank Sinatra Desert Golf Tournament, old Blue Eyes gave what would be his last performance. His final song, The Best Is Yet to Come.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
And we said goodbye in 2006 to Darren McGavin at age 83.
With the leg!
a prolific but mostly unsung actor who is now a holiday staple as Ralphie's dad in A Christmas Story.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
The entire neighborhood was turned on.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Yeah.
Yeah, you found it. Your favorite radio program right is also here. A podcast. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Subscribe today. And any excuse to put some gratuitous Gene Shepherd and Christmas Story on the radio is fine by me.
Let's get that forecast now. Our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen, 5 days ahead and some damp weather coming our way.
Right through the middle of this week and then cooler weather coming our way, too. No more 62s like yesterday. It's 48 in the city. It will be up around 50 for this afternoon, but a grayer sky and some drips and drops of rain for the first half of the day. A period of steadier rain later today into the evening commute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.